In the headlines, a UAE finance expert warns about the rate of Barbados's foreign borrowing, terming it unsustainable. New standards for wayside vendors to form part of a government plan to overhaul and redevelop the sector. Barven welcomes the government's announcement that the relocation of coconut vendors has started. And Trinidad police search for a member of the armed forces who shot and killed two women. Good morning. This is the 7:30 edition of the latest from Starcom Network News on the Starcom Network, a member of the One Caribbean Media Group. I am Ronald Clark. UAE finance expert Professor Justin Robinson believes macroeconomic stability has been restored in Barbados, but sees financing the government debt as a significant challenge for the administration this year. Professor Robinson, a UAE Pro Vice Chancellor and Professor of Finance, notes there's been significant foreign borrowing to fill critical gaps.
Going into 2024 in particular, what I see as the biggest challenge for the economy, particularly government finances, is how you're going to finance the government debt. What I like to call, what people call the gross financing, the repayment on principal that is due in the year plus the deficit. Since 2018, we've really been filling that by using a lot of foreign borrowing because domestic investors in government securities have not come back in historical numbers again since that debt restructuring. So, for example, for the 2023-24 year, the government needed to raise $844 million to cover principal and the deficit. And $466 million of that came from foreign sources.
Professor Robinson points out that the foreign loans must be repaid and sees a need to source more of the financing domestically. He believes the current rate of foreign borrowing is unsustainable.
One of the things I'm watching is seeing, when are we going to begin to making that switch to more domestic than foreign? Because if we look back since 2018, Barbados has paid down approximately $2.9 billion worth of debt and added $4.2 billion. And of that $4.2 billion added, about $3.2 billion of it is foreign debt. It's difficult for me to see that this financing mix is sustainable, because even if the international funding is at low rates and long maturity date, it does mean that in the future, Barbados will be faced with having to refinance significant amounts of foreign currency debt. So that's one of the things I'm watching.
University of the West Indies finance expert, Professor Justin Robinson. The government has outlined a plan to overhaul and redevelop street vending in Barbados. Minister in the Ministry of Foreign Trade and Business Development, Sandra Husbands, tells Starcom Network News the relocation of vendors that commenced forms part of the plan.
We have been working on trying to locate suitable sites. They need to be safe. In addition, it still needs to be located where people can get business. And those are the two things that you're constantly balancing in trying to identify suitable locations for vendors. One of the things that we've committed to as a government is that vending has to be lifted up so it becomes a profession and a career of honor, and that it has a path for progress. That yes, you may start selling in a vending zone, whatever, but to eventually, if you identify good products, give service, do well financially, that you can progress to maybe a store or shop or online presence.
Minister Husbands says there will be an emphasis on establishing standards.
One of the things that it will be important as part of the growth of the vending community is to ensure that our vendors are given every opportunity to grow and grow into solid business professionals. And by that, I mean, we want to ensure, for example, that there are standards. So BNSI is going to be working with our vending community to look at the standards for the quality of their service, the quality of their product, etc. Then the Ministry of Health will be working with us in providing training so that we ensure that they meet all the hygiene standards that are necessary.
Minister in the Ministry of Foreign Trade and Business Development, Sandra Husbands. The Barbados Association of Retailers, Vendors and Entrepreneurs, BARVEN, welcomes government's announcement that it started the process to relocate coconut and other vendors off the ABC highway. BARVEN's president, Alistair Alexander, told Starcom Network News, while the plans may have taken some time to come to fruition, he's happy that vendors can finally have a space to ply their trade.
Government is working closely with the association, and we welcome this move at this point in time. It takes some time. This is something that we put forward to successive government, and we are very pleased with the Mayor Motley administration that has caused this to be a reality. And it is a good thing. As we would know, we always admitted that the highway was not the best place for vending, that it was unsafe, and that you would not want to destroy these people, especially the coconut vendors we're speaking about. We would not have wanted to destroy their trade, their livelihood, before providing an alternative.
Mr. Alexander urges vendors to cooperate with the plan.
Our message is to work closely with the association and with government. The association has proven that it has their interests at heart, 100%, more than 100%, and we will make sure that they are given a fair deal. Whatever government will provide for them will be an upgraded situation, a development situation. And we ask them to cooperate and to work with government through the association. That is what we would advise them to do.
President of the Barbados Association of Retailers, Vendors and Entrepreneurs, Alistair Alexander. Staff shortage at the High Court, still a major issue for outgoing Chief Justice Sir Paterson Cheltenham. Sir Paterson told the media following the swearing-in of High Court Judge Barbara Cook-Aleen that there is currently an uneven ratio of judicial assistants to judges. He said they are working to have this problem addressed.
We could always do with some more staff, particularly judicial assistants. Right now, three of the best judges are sharing one. And I frowned upon it and asked that each one be given an individual judicial assistant, because they're high productive judges and they can't share one assistant. That's part of the problem, that the resources are extremely thin. And we have to assist the judges wherever we can, rather than just be launching broadsides at them.
Meantime, Sir Paterson, who is chairman of the Parliamentary Reform Commission, says legislative changes are coming to speed up the process in the criminal court. He announced his retirement in May. Judge Barbara Cook-Aleen, who has acted in the role as High Court judge for the past few years, has been officially sworn in. Judge Aleen has been practicing law for 32 years.
It's a bittersweet day. Today's the anniversary of my father's death, so I'm always bitter, a little sad on this day, but today's also a joyful day. So going forward from now on, I have a bittersweet January 2nd because of this, so I'm going to be good. My father encouraged me along the way, my mom as well, and my mother worked at Parliament with a man called George Branker. Mm-hmm. He gave me lots of bios to read on judges from England, and that just spurred me on even more. So the childhood dream has actually been true.
Miss Cook-Aleen said she shares the goals of the Chief Justice.
My goals are set by the Chief Justice, who supports the judiciary well, and that includes trying to make sure that we have our matters dealt in a certain timely manner. So that's our first and foremost goal that the Chief encourages us to do.
High Court Judge Barbara Cook-Aleen. The National Petroleum Corporation has reported a gas leak in the city has been isolated and capped off. The report indicated that at approximately 11 a.m. yesterday, they received a report of the smell of gas in the area of Tudor Street, Bridgetown. A team of technicians was immediately dispatched to investigate using a portable methane detector, which measures the level of natural gas in the area, and results indicated small traces of methane in the atmosphere. Barbados has recorded 21 cases of COVID-19. According to the latest report, the Ministry of Health and Wellness stated the positive results are from 333 tests done. Of the positive cases, 7 were male and 14 female, 1 under the age of 18. No deaths were recorded. Top story. University of the West Indies finance expert warns about the rate of Barbados's foreign borrowing, terming it unsustainable. A reminder, Don't miss the latest from Starcom Network news at your fingertips. Listen or catch up on starcomnetwork.net. WhatsApp ABME to 246-256-6397 to receive breaking news. Like and follow at Starcom Network News on Instagram and Facebook now. I am Ronald Clark. Good morning.